This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
As well as Q&A meets, scoffers, skeptics, atheists, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. If you've tuned in looking for Bradley Dean, looking to hear his voice today, he is off today and tomorrow. And I'm Tim Brown, the editor at sonsoflibertymedia.com, and I'll be filling in for him today and tomorrow. Live here from the bunker in the U.S.-occupied state of South Carolina for our Muslim friends. I'm the infidel that Allah warns you about, the one who believes that the Bible is the authoritative word of God. It is sufficient to speak to us to all things, whether directly or in principle for things that, I don't know, specifically the Bible isn't addressing. There are principles there that we can garner on how to conduct our lives, how to conduct our families, our communities, and even our government. So that's me. I'm happy to have you join us. Glad to have some new affiliates and things and some people listening in. So we're glad to have all of you guys. Thank you for joining us for the Sons of Liberty Radio. And if you're looking for us online, check us out at sonsoflibertyradio.com and also sonsoflibertymedia.com. If you want to jump on, please stick to the topic. If you want to jump on the radio today, make some comments, or you got a question, or you want to challenge something, that's fine. 1-866-582-9933. I get ahead of myself sometimes. Also, if you want to check us out on Facebook, it's Sons of Liberty Media and Sons of Liberty Radio. And you can also follow Bradley on Twitter at BradleyDean1. BradleyDean1, that's Bradley with two E's, B-R-A-D-L-E-E, on Twitter. Yesterday, I ended the program because we had Mr. Gates from Creation.com speaking about Alien Invasion, a new film that's coming out in January, to expose the lies behind the fascination of aliens. And we're not talking about illegal aliens that we're dealing with in our country today, but those little green or gray guys or whatever that people are experiencing, seeing ships and things of this nature. And bringing the Bible to bear upon that, exposing how that comes from an evolutionary view rather than a creationist view, and to see who's really behind, who the aliens really are. They are extraterrestrial. They're spiritual. They're demons. And so that was a good interview. If you didn't get a chance to hear that, download the podcast from GCN from yesterday's show, and you'll really be looking forward to the film that's coming out in January. But at the end of the show, I took you to what's going on in the Bundy Ranch trial, and I really, really want to bring that to the forefront today. So I'll probably pick up some of what I started yesterday, and then we'll talk some about that today after the first segment here. But I do want to point your attention over to sonsoflibertymedia.com because I don't know. This whole thing about the NFL thing is – I don't know why people go to the NFL games in the first place. Okay, I just don't know. I don't understand it. It doesn't interest me in the least bit. It doesn't affect my life. There's no way that I'm going to pay the ridiculous amount of money they want to go to a game, much less take my family and spend a small fortune just to attend one game. There's just no way I'm going to do that. And the fact that people are upset because some guys want to protest certain things, and yeah, some of them are leftists, some of them are pretty ignorant about some things that they're doing, but you know, hey, you want to be ignorant, you want to do that stuff, fine. All right? I think there's a certain level of disrespect, but my goodness, we're just making this all about that and giving them more attention. Now, I have written on that at least once to basically say, I don't care. If people are mad, if you NFL people, you know, you like your NFL, wait till basketball season shows up. I like hockey. I don't get to watch much of it anymore, but wait till that shows up. Wait till baseball season shows up. You see, one of the real problems, and I just found this out this morning in a conversation with John Whitehead's wife of the Rutherford Institute, trying to set him up on the Sons of Liberty radio, is that the government is paying the NFL, to make it mandatory to play the national anthem itself. What business does the U.S. government have taking your money and paying it to the NFL in the first place, much less mandating that they have to play the national anthem? What business do they have for that? See, to me, that's a more concerning thing than some guy, he wants to sit on the sideline and protest cops killing blacks. What he ought to do is go into the black community and protest the abortion clinics that are being sold to the blacks as though it is something beneficial to them, when what it's really out to do is to destroy them. That's what he ought to be protesting, but he isn't going to do that. Why? Because he's ignorant. He is ignorant of it. He won't go where the real problem is. I'm not saying, look, police killing people, I've reported on a bunch of that stuff, and some people want to defend that and say, you're going off into the... Look, we report when police break the law, okay? If you're going to defend that, I got nothing to say to you. I mean, I just have nothing to say to you. But most people understand that when you're pointing those things out, it is what it is. And you point out the crime there, just like you do in the politics and everything else. Real quickly, on sonsoflibertymedia.com, before we go to the break, Palestine has now been labeled an official member of Interpol. It's never been a country, okay? And what's called Palestine today and all of that really is, I mean, read their charter. It's Islamic in nature. It wants to destroy Israel. And look, I'm no Zionist, but Israel has a right to exist over there and defend themselves and, you know, live and all of those things. But they've got neighbors here that in their very charter is calling for their destruction, and that hasn't been changed. Also, sonsoflibertymedia.com, Chelsea Manning, you know him as Bradley, inspired communist West Point graduate to infiltrate the military. Now, if you want to get upset about something, there's something. There's a traitor from within. There is an actual traitor from within. Communism is anti-American. Why he's not been dismissed? I don't know. Crazy Democrat Congresswoman Sheila Jackson Lee kneels in Congress over a racist hump. It's hilarious. I mean, that woman, the fact that she gets elected to face the other side of the break, we'll pick up Bundy Ranch and the corruption continues on here.
America was once a nation that honored and had a reverence toward God. Our founding forefathers established our country as a constitutional republic, deriving our laws from the God of the Bible and His Word. For the past 20 years, we here at the Sons of Liberty have been fighting to restore our nation back under the founding principles that made us great. We have dedicated our lives and our families' lives to the furtherance of the gospel of Jesus Christ and the truth of our nation's Christian and constitutional heritage. Today, we are asking you to join our family and join this fight by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. When you become a son or daughter of liberty, not only are you partnering together with us as a monthly financial supporter to help us as we spread the word, but you are also making a commitment to yourself that you will be a part of the answers to our nation's problems. please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click the Spread the Word button on our landing page to find out how you can become a son or daughter of liberty and join together with us in our quest to restore America.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day, doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Steve from Memphis. I've been listening to Sons of Liberty for several years now. As I've listened to him speak in the past years, I just wondered if he's had cue cards or teleprompter or something, because his knowledge is deep and he never seems to take a breath. So anyway, I get to this Tea Party meeting and he starts speaking. And for over 4 hours he speaks, and he speaks the truth. He speaks from a spiritual standpoint and a constitutional standpoint. And it's just amazing. So God bless Bradley and Sons of Liberty Radio and what he's doing. Thank you for being the patriot and the Christian man that you are.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Liberty. Before I get into Bundy Ranch, one more from sonsoflibertymedia.com. Pope to those in Europe who oppose mass Muslim migration. Drop dead. Now, he didn't use the words drop dead, but he was basically talking about those who are worried about this mass Muslim migration that's taking place in Europe and wondering, you know, being very concerned that it's destroying their culture, which it is. In many cases, look to Sweden. Is one of the biggest destruction of culture there. Germany's soon followed. France and England coming right along behind them. And yes, some of that is happening here, especially in certain cities, Tampa, Dearborn and such in the United States. And, you know, here's the thing. I think the Pope is an antichrist, not in the biblical sense of how John defines it, but in the sense of he puts himself in the place of Christ. He calls himself the vicar of Christ. Although he lives completely contrary to Christ. Christ never had a mansion with 1,100 rooms, servants waiting on him, dressed in the finest linens and golds and rings and all this kind of stuff. Christ never promoted some of the heretical doctrines that the Roman Church promotes or any of that stuff. And yet this guy says, oh, we need to preach the gospel to them. But he doesn't have a gospel that saves. Hey, Pope, you set the example. You got 1,100-room mansion there. Why don't you bring some of those migrants into your place there to house them and feed them? Why don't you do that? But he won't do that. Anyway, that's a separate topic. Check that out at sonsoflibertymedia.com. That's brand new today as well. Now, on the issue of Bundy Ranch, there is a new trial, if you haven't heard, that's coming up for 2 men who will be in this trial. They've already been tried twice. Okay? Now, our Constitution is supposed to protect people from that kind of action. Okay? I looked into the issue of double jeopardy. You're not supposed to be tried for something twice. But we get this legal ease that comes in. I think it's unlawful. But it's legalese. It's kind of like that stuff that Jesus talked to the Pharisees about. You know, they were not only the religious leaders, they were the lawyers. They were the legal people in Israel. And he would chastise them over the legalities that they would put in, the little loopholes that they were getting through. And the legalese in our country is, well, you know, if mistrial's declared, well, then you know, we can still try you again. And we can continue to hold you, to deprive you of life, liberty, and property. We can do that because we think you're guilty, even though we haven't proved it yet. Do you get where I'm going with that? Prison system is a violation. Seriously, it is a violation not only of the Constitution. I think it's a violation of biblical law. Nowhere in the scriptures do you see God ever imposing a prison. He has specific punishments for specific crimes. And the person has to be proven guilty before any kind of action can be taken against that person. Sure, you can hold the person to hear them out. No doubt about that. But we're not talking about months, years. We're not talking about anything like that. We're talking about a day, maybe. And you say, well, we have a lot of crime. No, we have a lot of man-imposed laws that creates crime that are not, that's not really crime. In fact, I would say that there's a majority of people who are in jail who have, quote-unquote, committed crimes that would not be considered a crime in the biblical sense, a violation of God's law at all. Therefore, there would be no punishment for it, except it might be somewhat unethical in the fact that they have to answer to God for that. And you say, well, could you give me a for instance for that? I could give you several instances, but I think one that makes the that would help people to understand where I'm going is, you know, the Bible says if you commit adultery in your heart, you've committed it. You've committed adultery, right? If you've hated your brother without cause in your heart, you've committed murder. But is anybody going to say, hey, man, I hated that guy over there. I wanted to kill him. Is anybody going to say, okay, we need to take you out and put you to death? No, not unless you act on it. We're not the thought police. That's something that the person has to answer to God for. I would say it over a number of other things that are physical that do occur, but the Bible doesn't impose a penalty for. It does say that people will answer for their actions in those in these things that I'm speaking of, but it doesn't impose a penalty. And so when we get to the issue of things like the Bundy Ranch, we have men who've been sitting in there for almost 2 years. Some have yet to have their case heard. They haven't been let loose. They haven't been proven guilty. They're held in, if you've seen the facility, they're being held in facilities that are, they're housed with convicted criminals. So you've got to understand the situation that's going on there. And the prosecution in the case has already bombed out twice. They can't get guilty verdicts on the two guys that are going for a third trial, and they get hung jury on the other charges, which means they can't prove their case. They can't make their case. A couple of weeks ago, Prosecutor Stephen Myrie submitted some documents to the court saying who they were going to have to come in and testify. Among those people that they were going to have as quote-unquote expert witnesses are people who are going to instruct the jury on how YouTube and Facebook and social media are used, and even how the men who are stand accused of criminal actions used the social media outlets, as if people need to be told that. Okay? The second thing is they also said, well, we're going to have some guys who are firearms experts, and they're going to look at fuzzy photographs, they're going to see pictures of guys holding guns, and they're going to be able to identify what kinds of guns those are, and this, that, and the other, and they're going to be able to determine whether or not these guys were standing in a tactically trained kind of fashion and all this kind of stuff, which doesn't matter. It doesn't matter because it's not a violation of law to have a firearm. In fact, it's something that's to be protected. I'll even go so far as to say it doesn't even just apply to firearms. It applies to all arms. Our forefathers had cannons, muskets, pistols, knives, swords. It applies to all of that. And by extension, I would go to even modern day weapons. Yes, even fully automatic weapons. Okay? Those are protected things. Those are not things you should be charging people with crimes. Not to mention that these people who stood there at Bundy Ranch were surrounded by an army of armed federal agents who were acting outside the Constitution under the orders of a judge that were outside the Constitution because of the issue of what the Constitution says about land and how it's to be obtained by the central government and for what purposes. Okay? That's really the issue. And that's going to be part of what Mr. Myrie wants to keep silent in the court. That's one of the things he wants to do. So in a 26-page request to the judge, he calls on the judge to preclude the defendants from addressing in voir dire, opening statement, or closing argument, and or adducing or eliciting during direct or cross-examination an information or argument that portrays or implies that the law enforcement officers acted unlawfully or unethically during impoundment operations, or that the actions of the defendants were justified by the U.S. Constitution or other law. In other words, they can't point to the fact that they stood because agents were acting unlawfully. They can't even point out why they believe they were acting unlawfully and point to the Constitution or other law. That's what he doesn't want you to hear. In other words, Mr. Myrie is attempting to whitewash what took place by the BLM Dragoons in 2014 at Bundy Ranch. He's trying to whitewash it, and he's trying to protect these guys. Okay? That's what he's trying to do. And we don't want them. What we want to do is we want to restrict the right to free speech and the right under the Fifth Amendment to defend themselves. That's what Mr. Myrie is asking for. Please don't let them talk bad about us, because he's a part of the problem. He's a part of the central government as a U.S. Attorney General. Now, what's he wanting to do specifically? What's he wanting to silence them on specifically? Well, there are a number of things. I listed those out from the documents that he provided. Among those are self-defense, defense of others, or defense of property justification, necessity arguments which have no foundation in law. I'm pretty sure those have foundations in law. One is the Second Amendment. Okay. The other are things like stand your ground, other things that have developed, that castle doctrines and things like that, that are built on that same foundation. On the other side of the break, we're going to pick up all of these references, and I'll let you know that Mr. Myrie is seeking to silence these people's defense. Hang on.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Do you trust our economy? How about our banking system? Our president has stated we are sitting on a bubble right now, and that when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is raising rates here and now. There has never been a better time to turn your IRA or 401k into physical gold or silver with GSI Exchange. Call 833-GSI-GOLD. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 833-GSI-GOLD. Ask about our bank failure survival guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfer can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Call GSI Exchange at 833-GSI-GOLD. That's 833-474-4653. Or visit us on the web at gsi.gold.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You want to call in anytime, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Please stick to the topic. We're not doing Chinese buffet. Today's topic is the Bundy Ranch and the latest developments in that in the upcoming trial, which will take on the Bundys and Pete Santilli, as well as the two gentlemen that were found not guilty on several charges in the previous trial, and then a hung jury on several of the charges as well. If you're tuning in for Bradley, he's going to be off today and tomorrow. I'll be with you filling in for him, Tim Brown, editor at sonsoflibertymedia.com. Back to the story here. Prosecutor Stephen Myrie not only doesn't want to hear about any kind of self-defense, which he says has no foundation in law, or defense of others. I mean, it's just ridiculous. Or defense of property. Again, I'm just kind of saying, what's the Second Amendment there for if it's not for those things? We say, you know, we'll talk about, well, it's to stop tyranny. Well, exactly. And what is tyranny? What is tyranny threatening? Is it not threatening you? Is it not threatening others? Is it not threatening your property, your liberties? Well, of course it is. Mr. Myrie is just demonstrating he has no business being a prosecutor. He should be there in Las Vegas doing three-card monte or blackjack at a table or something else. That's sort of his shtick, is what he's doing. He's trying to manipulate things in order to gain from it. He's already got his head handed to him on a platter, basically, in my opinion, over the first two trials. And he continues to try to sharpen his edge a little bit. Oh, this is where we went wrong, this, that, and the other. Now he's trying to just utterly silence the defense from having a defense of why they were there, of what was going on, of why they opposed this. Okay? That's what he's trying to do. And not only the self-defense issue or the defense of others or defense of property, he wants to shut them down on other things. Third-party testimony or opinion about the level of force displayed or used by law enforcement officers during impoundment operations. opinion or public statements of Governor Brian Sandoval of April the 8th, 2014, or other opinions registered by other political office holders or opinion leaders about BLM impoundment operations, why can't that be used? Brian Sandoval was the governor. He was the chief executive of the state. Why are his opinions or statements not relevant in this case? Allegations of workplace misconduct by Daniel P. Love of the impoundment or regarding those who work for or with him. These are not allegations, folks. Go to the article, sonsoflibertymedia.com. The corruption continues in the upcoming Bundy Ranch trial. Go to that article. You've got photos of what they were doing. They were not impounding cattle. They were killing them. If the audio that we've been told was found in the discovery, BLM agents, under direction of Daniel P. Love, were sadistically laughing and talking about which cattle they were going to kill and which protesters they were going to kill. Daniel P. Love was found by the inspector general to be engaged in misconduct, using his position to obtain tickets to go to an occult festival in Montana called the Burning Man. He kept his job. Recently, the inspector general also found out that he was stealing the very evidence that he was hounding other people for, so much that Dr. Red had killed himself. They hounded him so much over little artifacts he was finding on what they called Indian land. And yet Dan Love was stealing them, using his little trophies, giving them out as little treats for his buddies. Daniel P. Love was also testified against that he told one of the people under him to scrub emails, documents that were subpoenaed. And the prosecution doesn't want the jury to hear this. Why don't they want them to hear this? It's because they're covering for them. They're just as corrupt as Dan Love and the Dragoons there at BLM. Okay? They are. Just as corrupt. Now, one of the things that's interesting is Dan Love just recently lost his job due to the second issue. Okay? In fact, there was a memo that was circulated on Friday by Deputy Secretary of the Interior David Bernhardt. And the memo to Interior employees also mentioned another supervisory lawman recently fired in the wake of another Inspector General probe. That report concluded that Edwin Correa engaged in sexual harassment while serving as chief ranger at Canaveral National Seashore in Florida. Here's what Mr. Bernhardt wrote. We will hold people accountable when we are informed that they have failed in their duties and obligations. Although the law in large part prevents dissemination of the details of actions taken, I am sharing these examples because you need to know that the department has taken concrete disciplinary action in cases of serious misconduct, including those involving senior officials. Now, I'm going to ask you a question. How come is it that you or I, if we do something wrong, it's blasted all over the media, right? If we're a high-profile person. If we're somebody who is like I am, you're just out in the middle of rural South Carolina and you do something, it gets covered on local news, right? It's in the papers. You robbed a store. You extorted something. You stole something. You killed somebody. That's all over the news. Why is this guy protected as far as any actions that are taken against him? He's supposed to – I mean, look, I don't even believe BLM should be a part of the U.S. government. But theoretically, what they're telling us is these people are supposed to work for us, right? Why can't we know how they're being disciplined? Furthermore, if Daniel Love is not charged with crimes, which the state of Utah, their attorney general there says, we're not going to prosecute him for that, then what good is it? Is he above the law? Apparently so. Apparently so, at least by their standard. Mr. Bernhardt went on to say, as it is vitally important for the health of the Interior Department that employees disclose misconduct they witness or experience, the department is committed to protecting those who step forward from retaliation. Well, good. If you're going to point out the crimes of those in your department, you should have the department's back. because allegedly that's what they're there for, is supposed enforcement of law, even though they're not the constitutional militia, who under our Constitution are the ones who are supposed to enforce the laws of the Union. Okay? He says, therefore, I'll also make it clear the department must be free of any retaliation or reprisal for reports of misconduct, and I expect every leader to ensure this. Well, you know what, Mr. Bernhardt? I agree with your words, but your words are hollow if you don't do anything. You fired the guy. He committed a crime. You should be bringing charges against him. This guy has ruined the lives of the Bundys and their supporters. He's ruined them. Even the FBI wouldn't stand with him. The Las Vegas Metro Police wouldn't stand with him. The sheriff of the county wouldn't stand with him when he did. He would not listen to reason. You can hear the audio where Pete's trying to talk him down. He would not listen to reason at all. And it angers me. When you hear what's going on, it angers you. Because this man years ago hounded a guy who was just collecting things. He wasn't stealing from anybody. Hounded him to the point that it drove this guy to kill himself. And yet he's done the same thing, and the most he's got is, you don't have a job here anymore. On with it. That's why they want to keep that out of there, because if you start calling into question the ethics of the guy in charge, if you start calling into question the actions of those under him, you'll see the corruption. And Stephen Myrie does not want that jury to see. He wants to paint them as pristine. But I'm telling you, and I'll tell you just like Jesus told the Pharisees, they are whitewashed tombs full of dead men's bones. They stink. And you say, well, that's a little harsh, Tim. Look at what they're doing to these guys. If this were you, would you say, I wouldn't have done that? And that's exactly what the problem is in America is. People don't have any courage to do the right thing anymore. Oh, there are a lot who do. We see them every day in some news stories. But overall, our politics is entertainment. It's kind of like the NFL, isn't it? We cheer our favorite jerseys team on. We'll defend them. Oh, I remember in the election, I don't want to get off on the sidetrack, but I remember, and this is to make a point, I remember during the last election, Ted Cruz was running. Marco Rubio was running. They were ineligible as far as the Constitution is concerned. And everybody says, well, if Barack Obama can do it. And I just go, you've got to be kidding me. You're supposed to be the guys upholding the law. And then all of a sudden, I was the bad guy for writing about it and pointing it out. And they go, you can't have Hillary. And I go, you know what? I don't stand for either one of those people. We're supposed to be upholding the law, not doing that stuff. I have a question for you. If that's your kind of position that you take because a Republican's in there rather than a Democrat, what makes you any better than the Democrats? What makes you any better? Quickly, Stephen Myrie also wants to silence several other things. Allegations that others connected with the impoundment acted unethically or improperly by the way they were dressed or equipped during the impoundment, or that they improperly shredded documents during or after impoundment operations. They did. That's in testimony. They did do that. References to supposed mistreatment of cattle during the impoundment operations. It's not supposed mistreatment. The pictures are there, folks. Dead cows, mass graves of cows. They're there. It's not an allegation or supposed. It's the real thing. He doesn't want legal arguments, beliefs, explanations, or opinions that the federal government does not own land or have legal authority or jurisdiction over public lands where impoundment operations were conducted, or that the land was or otherwise owned by the state of Nevada. On the other side of the break, I'm going to finish this up. Hang on.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hello, my name is Paul Walter. I would just like to say that we're very happy here when Bradley Dean joined us as a contributing writer. We're very happy to have him. And one of the important things about Bradley Dean is he has a following with the young people. And we need to reach the young people if we're going to save America.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusades, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you a Catholic with traditional values, seeking traditional worship, but are fed up, angry, and disgusted by corruption in the church? If so, then consider Servants of the Holy Family, a community of priests and brothers who are fighting those who have infiltrated the church, intending to create a one-world government and one-world religion. Help and support this great cause. Visit servi.org, spelled S-E-R-V-I.org. Come to our Mass. Become a priest or brother now at servi.org.
The final segment here on Sons of Liberty Radio. You want to make a comment? 1-866-582-9933. Get in at the last minute. Other things that Mr. Myrie is trying to silence the defense on from being able to defend themselves. References to supposed, the mistreatment of cattle. But look, the pictures are there. You can see it. It's not a supposed or alleged. It was real. The issue about the land. Again, read your Constitution. How does the central government obtain land that is outside the 10 square miles that it's allotted in the Constitution? Through the state legislatures. And I've heard the people's arguments. Well, we obtained Louisiana Purchase, it was a treaty, all these kinds of things, and treaties are valid under the thing. And I get treaties are valid. But again, a treaty should be something that's ongoing, right? It's between two nations. And so when you go and purchase something, that becomes just yours. And as soon as the states are established, that land should be going to the states. And then if the central government says, hey, we need a fort, we need a military base, we need this or whatever the things are, the buildings that apply to that under the Constitution, because the Constitution stipulates that as well, they should be going to the state legislature, and the legislature should be approving that land going back to the central government to be used for those specific purposes. Not wildlife refuges, not protecting tortoises and having big amounts of public land. It shouldn't be there. And I know some people who are probably on my side, they go, well, we like public land because we get to hunt there. That's irrelevant what you get to do there. We're talking about the law. We're not talking about what your favorite hobby is to do. Okay? And I hear a lot of people take that line, and I'm like, that's just crazy. It's crazy. Also, Mr. Myrie wants to silence any legal arguments, beliefs, explanations, or opinions regarding infringement on First and Second Amendment rights, including any effort to confuse the jury that there is some form of journalist or protest immunity for the crimes charged. Let's think about that for a second. We have the video. We have the photos where federal agents installed a free speech zone. Hello, that's every state in America, Mr. Myrie. Bunkerville does not have a free speech zone. As soon as the guys you're defending did that, they were violating the Constitution, and you know it. And you are seeking to hide that from the jury in an attempt to paint the guys you're charging as though they're criminals. Second Amendment rights. You know what? Second Amendment says it shall not be infringed. And what is that? To keep them and to bear them. Our forefathers walked to church, went into church, went into government buildings with their guns. They didn't have a problem with that. But for some reason, those who represent us are scared to death. If we would have a gun on our side and walk into the sheriff's office or walk into the courthouse with no intent in using it unless some bad guy with another gun came up and we wanted to put him down and spare the lives of other people, they don't even want us to carry them in banks or movie theaters and stuff like this. I don't get it. Anyway. This is what he's trying to do. This is what he's trying to silence. He wants to silence references to punishment the defendants may face if they're convicted. Why? Shouldn't the jury know exactly what the punishment is for the crimes they're charged for? Why do you want to keep that quiet? Legal arguments, explanations, or opinions advancing defendants' views of the U.S. Constitution, including claims that the law enforcement officers within the Department of Interior have no constitutional authority, that natural law or other authority permits the use of force against law enforcement officers in defense of property or individual rights, or that the U.S. District Court for the District of Nevada has no jurisdiction or authority under the Constitution to order the removal of cattle from public lands. Well, again, there's just a lot of assumption there. A lot. Here's the question I would have. Mr. Myrie, why should we accept your view of the United States Constitution? Why should that be the only accepted view here? Why should the view that there should even be a Department of Interior or law enforcement officers in that department? Why should that stand on its own without being challenged and have no constitutional authority? I'd like for you, look, I've called Stephen Myrie's office. He will not return my call. I simply ask him a simple question that where he didn't have to divulge any of the details of the case. I said, what is the constitutional authority you have to try these men a third time? That's all I asked. You know what I'm going to get? I'm going to get this case law stuff, this legalese stuff, rather than what the law actually says, which is you can't be tried twice over those things. That same law, which is the Fifth Amendment, also protects them, their life, liberty, and property, unless they're found guilty. Okay? And you're caging them like animals at the expense of their fellow citizens. He doesn't want any of this to come out because he is not so much out to prosecute these guys, which he is, as he is to defend the beast and its servants, Daniel P. Love among them. That's what he's doing. He doesn't want you to hear how bad and corrupt the central government is, but he wants to tell you just how bad those guys who talk about the Constitution are. Those guys who wouldn't take it sitting down, and people from all across the country came and stood with them They weren't violent. Nobody fired a shot. They protested. They protested the tyranny of the central government. I could point to our forefathers. I could point back to prior to the Revolutionary War period, that time in Massachusetts where Thomas Gage sent about 400 dragoons to break up a second meeting. The people were only allowed at one public meeting a year, and they had a second one. He sent 400 dragoons in the midst of the people. Shortly thereafter, I believe it was about 1,000 Minutemen showed up armed, ran off the dragoons. Mr. Myrie would have had a field day. How dare you come out here and do that? You are to bow to the beast. You are to bow to man-made law and tyranny. You are to bow to it, and you are to take it like a good little slave. That's what Mr. Myrie would say. It's a good thing our forefathers weren't like that, isn't it? I mean, it's a good thing they didn't put up with that junk. They had had enough of it, especially when Britain came wanting to take their guns, take their gunpowder and their cannons. Look, check out the article, not because I wrote it. Just look at the evidence yourself. Listen to what is said. Look at the pictures. See the video. And you'll see why Mr. Myrie does not want to have this there at all. You'll see the snipers that are set there ready to take out protesters. You'll see the tasing. You'll see the First Amendment zones set up. You'll see the aggression of the goons at the Bureau of Land Management. You'll see it. It's not alleged. It's not supposed. It's very real. And there were men sitting in jail, and you say, you might be sitting out there going, well, somebody didn't pay their taxes, and this and the other. You know, real quickly, our forefathers were tired of taxes from England. It was about 2-3%. Okay? That was some of the things that was pushing towards the war for independence. Now, our central government takes upwards of 30-something percent from some people's income and claim they have a right to it. And you go, well, don't you think of national defense? How did our forefathers fund that same government without an income tax? Huh? Oh, see, that was one of the points I actually liked from Donald Trump, where he talked about bringing in tariffs. The IRS does not need reformation. The tax code does not need reformation. It doesn't. We don't need tax reform. We need abolishment of all of that and learn from the past. As Bradley says, go back to the way it was being done. Fund those things that are constitutional and stop funding the things that are unlawful to fund. Then we might see some real freedom take place, some real justice, some real growth and blessing in America again. Thanks for joining us here on Sons of Liberty Radio. 23 hours, we'll be back with you again on Friday. See you.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.